Hey guys, this is Chris, your man Chris, another episode of I Got the Juice. Today's topic, interracial relationships. Before we get started, I actually got a special guest. She is my wife, aka Story Falu, one of the greatest makeup artists to ever live. You can follow her on Instagram, storyfalu_. So we definitely gonna dive in a little bit on interracial relationships, you know what are the preferences, thoughts, things like that happen in the world. So Story, tell me, what are your thoughts on interracial relationships, and do you have a specific preference?
So let me just start off by saying hello. Hi, everybody. And just to let you know a little bit about my background, that I'm Puerto Rican and Chris is Black. So this is something that we wanted to discuss and get a feel about how everybody feels about that, you know, and keeping it real. So that's what we're about to do. And, let us know what you think about it once we're done, or if we left anything out, you know, just hit us up. So, okay, let's get started. And I'm going to keep it real. Growing up, for me, first of all, let me just say, I'm Puerto Rican, but I consider myself Black, okay? If you know your history and you know it well, then you should know that, you know, that Puerto Ricans, but you know what? I can't teach you about history. You're going to have to look, you know, on your own, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. But for myself, I consider myself also Black, Puerto Rican Black for me. Even though both of my parents, they were born in Puerto Rico, I was born here in New York City. So, you know, but like, let's get back to keeping it real. I just remember days where I was always, this is even before relationships or anything like that, that I was growing up, and I noticed that, you know, a lot of Black guys would notice me more than my own culture. And, you know, and I prefer at that time, you know, Black men. And I was being, forget it, hated on left and right. I mean, school, Black girls didn't, they couldn't stand me. I was always fighting because their boyfriends liked me. And it was just a mess. So, you know, I just want to touch base on that. I was always getting jumped and, you know, all these things. And it was just like crazy.
Gotcha. Good looking out for that. Yeah, sorry guys. She had to keep going and say her piece like that. That's the wife though. But yeah, I definitely to hit on her point, you know, like, listen, like, nowadays, we in 2020, you know what I'm saying? Like, there should be no type of preference. Like, love is love, you know, all races love different types of races, you know, white, like, white girls like Black guys like white girls, Puerto Rican, Spanish, Dominican, you know, Black. I mean, listen, love is love. If you like somebody and you find them attractive, it is what it is, and, you know, you can't beat love, you know what I'm saying? If you find a connection with somebody and
love conquers all.
Yeah, exactly. Love conquers all. You know, that's just what it is. So, you know, we wanted to dive into that because, I've been seeing, you know, a lot of, interracial, especially, like I said, I'm in New York City. You know, we're in New York City. I'm on TikTok for some reason. My TikTok is actually Mr. Graham, by the way. Go follow me.
Wow.
I'm on TikTok, and I've been seeing a lot of interracials, like a lot of Black, white. But like I said, if you find somebody attractive, you know, love is love. So let me ask my story. What are your, I guess, like, actual thoughts on people that are with the, you know, that could be with the same race or that are not? Do you find anything, you know, wrong with it? Do you find anything wrong with an Asian guy with a Black girl?
Okay, first we should let them know that we've been together how long?
We've been together for 11 years.
Woo woo! Shout out to us. That's why we decided to do this, you know. So we have a lot of background when it comes to that. But anyway, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm gonna keep it real. So, you know, Asian and Black, like I would say that is not as common as seeing Black girls or white girls with Black guys, and that's not as common. So I know that when you see an Asian guy, I mean, an Asian woman with a Black guy, everybody is gonna be confused. They don't understand what could they possibly have, you know, in common and everything. But like my husband mentioned and everything, I just think that we should just, doesn't matter, show love is love, especially what's going on in the world today. You should see that we're all in one boat as of right now, and hopefully, you know, once this gets over with, you know, there shouldn't even be a conversation about interracial relationships. So
gotcha. All right, cool, appreciate that. So yeah, this is you know, this is your man Chris. Definitely had to get the wife to jump on board with this one. Yeah, so yeah, this is another episode. Take care, guys. See you guys on the up and up.
Bye,
take
guys.
Care. Take care, bye.